Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for May 10th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show today. ByteDance topping GitHub, trending with a feature every developer has been waiting for, another AWS US EC1 outage, and some security stories that should make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, and honestly, the theme this week kind of ties itself together. It's all about memory and context. Not model smarts, but what the model actually remembers. Let's get into it.
So, the big story, ByteDance shipped an open source project called UiTars Desktop that hit number one on GitHub trending. And the killer feature is persistent memory for AI coding agents. We're not talking about remembering things within a single chat window. This is across sessions, across days, across entire projects.
Right, and what's wild is how obvious this need is once you hear it. Like, I use Cursor every day, and it's maddening when I have to re-explain that we refactored the auth module, or that we use composition over inheritance on this codebase. The agent just forgets everything the moment the session ends.
Exactly. And what's notable here is they benchmarked it against real-world coding tasks, not synthetic evals. That's why actual builders are paying attention, not just researchers. The repo is open source, designed to slot into existing agent workflows, so you can study the architecture and integrate the pattern today.
I think the bigger signal is where this puts the competitive landscape. If persistent memory is the differentiator now, expect Cursor, Windsurf, all of them to ship something similar by 4 quetzals. Model quality is converging. The moat is memory and personalization.
100%. If you're building dev tools or internal AI assistants, treat persistent memory as table stakes starting now. All right, moving to AI and models. There's a great piece of research showing that LLMs silently corrupt your documents when you delegate editing to them.
Oh, this one hit home for me. It's not that the LLM makes obvious errors. It introduces subtle semantic drift. It changes the meaning, not just the wording. So if you're building AI writing or editing features with a fire-and-forget approach, you're probably shipping bugs you don't even know about.
Yeah, the takeaway is you need diffing and human review checkpoints baked into any editing pipeline. And speaking of trust but verify, Timothy Gowers, the Fields Medalist, tested GPT 5.5 Pro on real math research, found it capable of what looked like novel reasoning, but still confidently wrong on edge cases.
That's the pattern that scares me the most with frontier models. It's not that they're wrong, it's that they're wrong with total confidence. If you're building in high-stakes domains, you absolutely need verification pipelines. Don't trust the vibes.
Also worth a quick mention, there's a really interesting finding that feeding Claude Code raw HTML context massively outperforms other prompting strategies for web dev tasks. So if you're doing front-end work with Claude, try passing it the actual DOM structure instead of describing what you want.
That's a great practical tip. Show, don't tell. Apparently that applies to LLMs too.
All right, DevTools. GitHub shipped an official MCP server. That's the Model Context Protocol, giving AI agents a standardized way to interact with repos, issues, PRs, and code search. This is a big deal.
Huge deal. If you're building agents that touch GitHub workflows, this is the integration point now. Stop rolling your own hacky API wrappers. And this ties right back to the memory theme. MCP is about giving agents structured context about your actual development workflow.
There's also HelixDB trending. It's an open source database built in Rust that combines graph and vector storage in one engine. So if you're building RAG systems that need relationship-aware retrieval, not just cosine similarity, this is worth evaluating against running separate NEO4J and Pinecone setups.
That's interesting because most RAG systems I see in the wild just do basic vector search, and they miss all the relational context. A graph vector hybrid in one engine could simplify a lot of architectures. I'm definitely going to kick the tires on that one.
Okay, let's talk security, because there are some wild ones this week. First, another AWS US EC1 outage took down FanDuel, Coinbase. Recovery took hours. I feel like a broken record, but if you're running single region in North Virginia, this is your periodic wake-up call.
At this point, it's not even a wake-up call. It's an alarm that's been going off for years. Multi-region is not optional for revenue-critical services. Full stop.
There's also a sharp Linux kernel privilege escalation write-up targeting Iring's zero-copy Rx free list. A single U32 bug to root. If you run Iring in production, and that's increasingly common for high-performance networking, check your kernel version and patch immediately.
And then there's FiMax, a stealth Chromium fork that passes all 30 out of 30 major bot detection systems. It's a drop-in playwright replacement with source-level fingerprint patches. Useful for legitimate testing, but it's also a pretty clear signal that the bot detection arms race is one the defenders are losing.
Also worth flagging, there's a great postmortem called RECT2SHELL about how a React app becomes a remote code execution vector. Required reading if you're building Electron apps or server rendering user-controlled React components. The attack path is way more plausible than you'd think.
Yeah, that one gave me chills. Links in the briefing for all of these. Definitely check them out.
Quick hits before we wrap. The Internet Archive launched a Swiss mirror for legal resilience. Martin Fowler revisited the mythical man month for the AI age, which I'm sure is a great read. And Sir David Attenborough turned 100.
100? What an absolute legend. And there's a fun piece about the iEspresso, engineering an espresso machine for the International Space Station. Bitter lessons, literally.
So here's the big takeaway this week, Sam. The theme is memory and context, not model intelligence. ByteDance's persistent agent memory, GitHub's MCP server, HelixDB's graph vector hybrid, they're all pointing the same direction. The next wave of AI tooling wins on what the model remembers, not just what it can reason about.
Right. Model quality is converging fast. Everyone has access to roughly the same frontier capabilities. The differentiation is in your context architecture, persistent memory, structured retrieval, relationship-aware storage. That's where you invest right now.
Wire it up before your competitors do. That's the show for today. All the links and stories are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, go build something.
And make sure it remembers what you built yesterday. See you all next time.